Okay, Giovanni, at 7:20, go ahead and start. Everybody, please let Giovanni do his presentation, and then after the presentation is over, he'll gladly take questions from everybody that is here. Please give your questions one at a time, and then let Giovanni answer them before the next person tries to answer or ask a question. Okay, thanks. Giovanni, the microphone is now yours.
Leaving menu bar, chat text entry, colon, edit.
Hi everyone, my name is Giovanni. First of all, I wanted to take a little time to introduce myself to everyone here. This will be a little short, my name is Giovanni Baena from Chicago. And, 20 years old, just getting life started, been blind since birth. So, and I'm going to bring you guys today Open Book 8.0. I just recently purchased it and I've been playing around with it and I've, liked it, so wanna bring it to all of you here at the Blind Geek Zone chat room. Rick mentioned, just a couple of rules, just please just let me finish the presentation. The microphone is locked. After the presentation, I will more than gladly take questions from everybody who is here. And then I will be able to answer, and just like Rick said, one question at a time, please, and then make sure you give me the opportunity to answer the first question before we move on. So enough of that, let's get started here. So what is Open Book? First of all, for those who don't know, for those that do know, I just want to just give a brief demo of what Open Book is. Open Book basically is just a program used by many visually impaired people to do, as I said, to take, I look at it this way, and this is one of the most common things that I use my Open Book 8 for, is for reading your mail. Instead of having to ask someone to say, "Here, can you read my mail for me?" You can use Open Book 8 to have your mail read to you out loud using Eloquence, which comes with JAWS as well. So that's basically, so if you take a printed page, now I'm gonna tell you from now, it's not gonna it's if you if someone gives you something that's handwritten, I am not, it's not going to read it. So I wouldn't even try to, try and make it read something that it's handwritten. It has to be printed text, basically, printed text. It could be, if you're in school, you can use your textbooks. You can read your textbooks. I've used it a couple times for that. Or if you have some kind of magazine you have that you just can't, read, you can have Open Book 8.0 read it to you. Now I'm going to take you through most of the settings, things you're going to want to, check when you get Open Book, and things you might want to change. And then I'm also going to take you through scanning and maybe doing a little bit of editing and maybe some book search if I can get come up, because I haven't had the luck of getting something, researching something and getting something to actually come up. But I want to encourage all of you who have Open Book 8 to make sure you guys get all the updates. There's a new update poster that was posted, I think, at the end of last year. Just go to the Freedom Scientific website, go to the download section, go to your Open Book scanning and reading software, and then get the updates from there. Also, there's a patch for Bookshare users who were having trouble downloading Bookshare books. Make sure you get that as well. So why don't we get into Open Book here? I'm gonna hopefully I do apologize. I'm using my speakers and I'm using JAWS and I'm using, hopefully they come through clearly. So I'm gonna go to my desktop.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, Skype, 9 of 19.
And I'm gonna just press O.
Oh, Open Book 8.0.
And I'm gonna press Enter.
Enter. Welcome to Open Book version 8.0.
Now, one of the cool features of Open Book, one of the most newer features that I like in Open Book 8 is that we get the nice friendly eloquence. It used to be a via voice TTS, which was okay, but you notice here that we have the same as if you were using JAWS. And a lot of the things, if you're an Open Book 7 user, a lot of the things are the same. I do want to go over everything in case there's people who are not Open Book users or who do not have Open Book. But definitely, there is a lot of new features here in Open Book 8. Like I said, like you just heard now, we have here Eloquence instead of using the via voice TTS. So why don't we go through the menu so you can see what's here first?
File.
And I've just hit my Alt key to you know, bring up the menu, and I'm just going to right arrow through it.
Edit.
This is where you would go, basically your standard edit menu.
Scan.
You would go here to run scans.
View. Tools.
This is where you would probably go and change all your settings.
Launch.
This is where you could launch certain applications.
Advanced. Settings. Low vision. Window. Help. Application system menu. File.
Alright, what I moved through it quickly because I should have... I'm going to down arrow through each menu so you guys can see what's in each menu. So this is the file menu.
New dot dot dot.
You can create a new file.
Open dot dot dot.
You can open up an existing file.
Open audio directory dot dot dot.
This is new. One of the new features, you can open any audio directory. Like this could be an MP3 file. This could be... I think WMA file even in a WAV file, WAF file.
Close.
You can close this.
Save.
Save
as dot dot dot.
Save as.
Save pages unavailable.
Save the pages.
Append file.
You can append a file.
Notator. Submenu. Append file.
Yeah, you can append a file.
Notator. Submenu.
Now, if you have a note taker, you can go into this submenu and make adjustments.
Open from dot dot dot. Save to dot dot dot. Open from dot dot dot.
You have those two options where you can open up a file from your note taker.
Note taker. Submenu. Braille. Submenu.
And you have Braille support now for Open Book 8. Which, if you have a Braille display, you can now use Braille. Just like you were able to use Braille in JAWS. If you have a Braille display connected, you can now use Braille.
Import a Braille file to text format dot dot dot. Export the current file to Braille format dot dot dot.
You can export.
Import a Braille file to text format dot dot dot.
Import a file to hold on.
Import a Braille file to text format dot dot dot.
Import a Braille file to text format. Let's say if you have a .brl file, or .brf, I think it's, or some kind of Braille file, you want to import it to text, you can go here.
Export the current file to Braille format, dot, dot, dot.
You can even export the current file you're in to Braille format.
Import a Braille file to text format, dot, dot, dot.
Import a Braille file to text format.
Export the current file to Braille format, dot, dot, dot. Import a Braille file.
It's the same thing, so now...
Leaving menus. File. Open, close, save, append, note, take, Braille, save to audio, dot, 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 unavailable.
We'll go back, sorry about that, we'll go back into this in a few. The save to audio feature, that's one of the features I'm going to demonstrate. That's been around for Open Book for a while, but I'm going to just go through it because it might be, people might not know about it.
Export highlights, submenu. Export comments unavailable.
You can even do comments now with Open Book.
Print dot 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 unavailable.
You can print.
Emboss dot 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 unavailable. Document properties dot dot dot. 1C. User.
And then basically you have the ones, you have the most recent files open. So I'm going to move.
File.
And I just hit escape here to go back to the next, to the previous menu.
Edit.
And just go through, this is your standard edit menu.
Edit mode.
We'll go into this into more detail about edit mode in a few minutes.
Undo unavailable.
Undo.
Cut unavailable.
Cut.
Copy unavailable.
Copy.
Paste unavailable.
Paste.
Delete unavailable.
Delete.
Select all on current page unavailable.
Select all on current page.
Find dot 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 unavailable.
Find. You can find something.
Find. Replace text dot 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 unavailable.
This is going to be useful. Find and replace. We'll go into that probably in a while.
Go to dot dot dot.
You can go to
renumber pages unavailable. Go to dot dot dot.
Now this will basically we'll go to dot dot dot. Basically, you can go to a certain page, line, etc.
Renumber pages unavailable. Bookmarks.
You can go in here and look at bookmarks and bookmark certain things.
Delete exact view unavailable. Insert page break unavailable. Delete page break unavailable. Move page dot dot.
And we'll back to the top.
Edit. Scan.
This is where you do your scanning settings.
Scan a page.
You can scan a page here. You can go either... There's a command that I use for scanning, but you can also find it here in the scan menu.
Scan and replace current page unavailable. Scan and insert new page unavailable. Scan preview.
You can scan preview.
Re-recognize page. Submenu.
You can re-recognize the current page now, and without having to re-scan it. We'll go into this menu, see what's here.
Ignore columns unavailable. Recognize columns unavailable.
You can ignore columns or recognize columns.
Re-recognize page. Sub-re-recognize document unavailable.
You can re-recognize the whole document.
Bug scan. Recognize columns checked.
And right now, this is checked. It'll recognize that it has columns. This can be useful, for example, if you're, you wanted to just ignore columns, you can clear this. But, it may stop you from, you know, being able to, see certain things. Or scan certain things.
Color scanning.
We won't go into this unless, someone wants me to. This is more for, you know, if you're partially sighted.
Two-page scanning.
Two-page scanning. I'm not really... Actually, I won't lie to you guys. I'm not sure what that is yet.
Scan performance options. Submenu.
Scan performance options. You can go into this menu and make changes.
Accurate. Fast. Default. Custom dot 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 checked.
It said I custom checked, but I'm not sure exactly what that
accurate.
Is.
Accurate. Scan perform. Scan the page.
And we're back to the top.
Scan. View.
View, this basically will change your view.
Text view checked.
Now, this is one of the new things I want to talk about before I move on. Because OpenBook will take all the text and put it into, you know, the file. It'll probably get rid of all the pictures and all that other stuff that comes up. Sometimes, though, you want to be able to see what's actually on the screen. And, you know, you want to be able to see that. Well, now you can. Basically, with exact view, this is the view, this is exact, I'm sorry, this is text view. This basically will show you all the text in the page. If you have this set to this, which I do. But let's say, for example, you have either one, you have a little bit of vision and you want to see what's actually on the screen, the exact view of the scan, you will go down here.
Exact view unavailable.
Exact view. Now, it's unavailable because we're in an empty document. I should have mentioned that since the beginning. Some of these will be unavailable because there's nothing on the screen here. We have a blank document open. When you start OpenBook, you always are going to get a blank document open. So, that be aware of that.
Split view.
Split view, I'm not sure what that is.
Status bar checked.
And then the status bar.
Zoom exact view. Page scrolling. Text view checked.
Just a couple more features here.
View. Tools.
Tools.
Spell check dot dot dot.
You can do spell check.
Spell word. Spell word phonetically.
You can spell the word phonetically. Like, it'll use the... abbreviations. Instead of, I think, A, it'll say Afro or something like that.
Word count, dot, dot, dot.
You can do a word count, of course, where it'll tell you how many words are in your document.
Dictionary, dot, dot, dot.
This is kind of cool because this will actually give you the opportunity to, if you have a word, if your cursor's on a word and you're not sure what the word means, it'll give you, it's basically a dictionary.
Thesaurus dot dot dot.
Same thing here.
Highlighter color. Submenu.
This is more for.
Start highlight. Cancel highlight unavailable. Remove highlight unavailable. Spell check dot dot dot.
And then we're back to the top.
Tools. Launch.
Launch. You can launch certain applications. When you install OpenBook 8, it's going to search for launchable applications and it's going to put them in this menu here.
Facts. Submenu.
You can do a fax. I'm not going to demonstrate that here because I don't have no fax machine here.
Photocopy dot dot dot.
You can do a photocopy.
Book search. Submenu.
You could do a book search. Which I'll demonstrate.
Manage launchables. Submenu.
You can manage a launchable here.
Fax. Submenu.
And we're back to the top.
Launch. Advanced.
Here's the advanced.
Pronunciation dictionary dot dot dot.
This is where you would go in to set up a pronunciation dictionary rules to, in case you want to add a rule to your dictionary about a certain word you don't like.
OCR correction dot dot dot.
OCR correction, this will correct the OCR.
Scanner selection dot dot dot.
I'm actually going to go into this dialogue here.
Leak scanner selection dialogue. Scanner. Combo box unknown plane using Epson Stylus CX3700/CX3800.
Now, OpenBook, when you install OpenBook, it should detect your scanner right away before you even start anything. However, sometimes there will be occasions where your scanner will not get automatically selected. This is where you would go to do this. You would go to the advanced menu, and you would go to scanner selection. And then you have a simple combo box here where you can select your scanner. And then...
Allow scanner to finish when canceling a scan. Checkbox. Not checked.
Allow scanner to finish scanning while canceling a scan. This is not checked. This basically means that if you stop the scan, you want the scanner to stop with it. I wouldn't touch that. That's a personal option.
Black and white contrast uses brightness instead of threshold. Checkbox. Not checked.
This is for colors.
Must close plane after each scan. Checkbox. Not checked.
Must close plane after... This is basically... These settings will depend a lot on your scanner.
Okay, button.
And then you would just hit OK.
Out of dialogue.
And we're back to the main open book window. So I'm going to go back to this menu.
File. Edit scan new tools launch advanced pronounce OCR scan enable multi-user logins.
Now this is something I don't know. I'm guessing you can have separate accounts on here, or I'm guessing for different user accounts. That I'm not sure.
Pronunciation dictionary dot dot dot.
And we're back to the pronunciation dictionary.
Advanced settings.
Now this is pretty good because this is the first thing I want to cover with you guys, the settings. Because this is basically all that we've gone through, basically the whole menu structure. I wanted to show you guys all what the menu structure was like and how it worked. Now I want to take you guys through the settings.
Save the settings dot dot dot. Retrieve settings dot dot dot. Delete settings dot dot dot. Speech enabled checked. Braille enabled and available.
This is if you have a Braille display attached. Mine's not available because I have no Braille display attached to this system. So, that's the thing.
General settings dot dot dot.
Let's go to the general settings here.
Leaving menus. General settings. Tones. Checkbox. Checked. Progress messages. Checkbox. Checked.
Progress messages. This is useful. It'll tell you scanning is complete. Scan page one. Recognizing text. It'll give you status information.
Announce dialog controls. Checkbox. Checked.
Announce dialog controls. You want this checked, otherwise you're going to be lost.
Announce bookmarks. Checkbox. Not checked.
Announce bookmarks. It's an optional choice.
Announce numbers as single digits. Checkbox. Not checked.
Announce numbers as single digits. This is not checked. This is basically telling you... And, like, let's say if you have the number 25, it'll read 25. If you check this, it'll read 2, 5.
Announce headers and footers. Checkbox. Checked.
Yes, you want that checked.
Announce shortcut and access keys. Checkbox. Not checked.
Announce shortcut and access keys. You probably want to check this because this will, like, when you go through menus, you'll know what to press.
Announce shortcut and access keys. Checkbox. Checked.
And I'll check that on mine, but that's an optional choice.
Announce comments. Checkbox. Checked.
Announce comments. Yes, if you have comments, you want to be able to check those out.
Announce highlights. Checkbox. Checked.
Highlights, you want to make sure you check those.
Always start in edit mode. Checkbox. Not checked.
Always start in edit mode. This basically says no. That way you're not, if you accidentally hit a key, you won't mess up your document.
Hide spotlight for braille tracking. Checkbox. Not checked. Open untitled document on startup. Radio button. Checked.
You have a couple options here.
Open last document on startup. Radio button. Checked.
Open last document. This will be the last document you had.
Open untitled document on startup. Radio button. Checked.
This basically will open up just a little document here. That's all it will do.
Movement unit. Combo box word. Buck scan currency. Combo box U.S. dollar. Default print font name. Combo box air default print font size. Combo box 24.
This is basically your font when you go to print it.
Extra pause after each sentence. Combo box no extra pause. Default file format. Combo box open book docs star.obx.
You can change the default format to save your file. I wouldn't mess with this.
Default file location. Edit box C. OpenBK8 users default library.
This basically tells you where the files that you save are going to be.
Browse ... button.
You can change it. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to change it here.
Select a file to open dialog. Select folder. OK button.
And I'm going to just press tab here.
Cancel. Up one level. Button. New folder. But look in. Combo box library. DVDR. Library default. Users. OPEN users.
Users here.
Not selected default. File folder.
Basically, you go through your users. Your users.
Shared. Default. Shared. Default. Not selected help. File folder.
And I'm just backspacing through because I'm in the open book folder on the hard drive.
Not selected caps. File folder. 2/27/2.
Now I'm in my main C drive. And I'm actually going to save my documents automatically to my users.
Users. File folder. Now, 3/9/2097.
I'm using Vista, so for XP users, it'll be documents and settings.
Not selected Giovanni Bahina. Giovanni Bahina. File folder.
That's me, so I'm going to put it here.
Not selected contacts. File folder.
And my document.
Desktop. File folder. Documents. Not selected Fediasoft. OK. Button.
And then hit OK.
Cancel. Up one left. New folder. New folder. Up one left. Cancel. OK. Button. Default file location. Edit box C. Users Giovanni Bahina documents. Browse ... Button.
And now I've changed it so that when I scan a file, it'll automatically go to my documents. Now, I like that because when I first got it, I saved a file and I wanted to open it. I saved it in Word format. And I was looking for it and I couldn't find it. And finally, I went to open it with OpenBook and I found it. So that's important. You want to make sure you know where your files are being saved to.
Browse ... OK. Button. Cancel. Apply. Button.
Now.
Tab control. General settings.
This is basically a multi-tab page dialog box that allows you to basically make different settings. So I'm going to move to the right.
Speech settings.
Speech settings.
Voice selection. Combo box reading voice.
Now, with OpenBook 8, you can now change different voice settings.
Menu voice.
You can have a change your menu voice.
Emphasis voice.
Emphasis voice. And that's it.
Menu reading voice.
But for basics, I mean, if you want, by the way, this OpenBook 8 supports SAPI 5. So if you have SAPI 5 voices installed, you could use them as well. However, just a word of caution, the real solo direct speak voices are not going to work with it. That's just nothing you can do. Not yet. FS, I think, will have it by OpenBook 9.
Menu voice, reading voice. Menu reading voice.
So you can change each separate voice separately. This is the reading voice.
Menu voice.
Your menu voice.
Emphasis voice.
Emphasis voice.
Menu reading voice.
But there's an if you tab one time over.
Apply settings to all voices. Checkbox. Not checked.
This is a checkbox where it'll ask you if you want it to apply to all the voices. Basically, that means if you want a if you want it to just apply to everything. You don't care about reading voice or anything like that. You're just basic. You're just like me, who just doesn't really care. I mean, unless I have some better voices to read, but as far as now, I just check this box.
Apply settings to all voices. Checkbox. Checked.
And I just hit the space bar.
Synthesizer. Combo box eloquence voices.
This is where you can select different voices.
Please note dialogue. Please note. The Sappy 4 voices speech driver does not have any voices available. Please press enter and then via arrow to select another driver. Okay.
Sappy 5 voices.
I can do Sappy 5, which,
Please note dialogue. Eloquence voices.
Yeah, I'll leave this in eloquence. I'm gonna cancel any everything after I done, so I don't wanna make any settings. It supports Sappy 4 and Sappy 5. If Vista users, Sappy 4 voices are no longer supported under Vista, so just wanted to let you all know on that. So basically, and then you just tap here.
Reading voice language. Combo box English.
And you have different languages.
Spanish. French.
French, Spanish.
German. Italian.
Italian.
Portuguese.
Portugal.
Finnish.
Finish, and that's it.
English.
And I'll just put it back up to English.
Reading voice name. Combo box read.
Eloquence, it's probably, this is probably the best one.
Reading voice rate. Combo box 65.
This is where you change your rate.
79, 6, 50, 140, 5, 68, 6, 65.
You can adjust it.
Reading voice volume. Combo box 100.
You can adjust the volume of it.
Reading voice pitch. Combo box 50.
You can adjust the pitch.
Reading voice inflection. Combo box 50. Reading voice punctuation. Combo box sum. Key echo during editing. Combo box character.
This is when you're typing. It'll tell you it's gonna echo just like Jaws by character, like a space, or like when you do like one character at a time.
Skim read speaks paragraph. Combo box first sentence. Announcers while typing. Checkbox. Checked.
Yeah, you want to do that.
Test. Button. Enable speech. Checkbox. Okay. But cancel. Apply. Button. Tab. Control. Speech settings.
So there's your speech settings.
Scanning settings.
Here's your scanning settings here. We'll go through these.
Scanning mode. Combo box scan and read.
You can select.
Scan and background. Large batch. Batch and background. Express batch. Image only. Orientation only. Express batch and background. Scan and read.
So those are your options there.
Scan and contrast. Combo box automatic contrast.
That works fine. You don't want to change this.
Page orientation. Combo box automatic.
Yeah, most of these you don't want to change.
Scan resolution. Combo box 300 dots per inch. Recognize text using. Combo box on the page plus two-way voting.
This is where you can select your different,
On the page plus three-way voting. Page fireworks. On the page plus three-way voting. On the page fireworks. On the page plus two-way voting.
Yeah, this is where you can select your different, OCR engines to use during the scan.
Text type. Combo box normal text.
You can select.
Type written or dot matrix text. Normal text.
Yeah, you can select different types.
Recognition language. Combo box American English. Secondary language. Combo box American English. Image format. Combo box TIFF uncompressed.
Yeah, so you're not gonna.
Left boundary in inches. Edit box.
You're not gonna wanna change a lot of these.
Right boundary in inches. Edit box top boundary in inches. Bottom boundary in inches. Recognize columns. Color scanning. Recognize columns. Checkbox. Checked.
Yeah, you see, like I said, most of these things you're not going to want to change. Unless this one, you don't want it to recognize columns. You don't want it to recognize that it has different columns. That's the only thing you won't check in if you don't want that.
Color scanning, checkbox, not checked. Keep exact view, checkbox, not checked.
Keep exact view. Like I said, you won't need to change any of these.
Two-page scanning, checkbox. Not checked. The askew, checkbox. The speckle, check white on black, language analyst. Discard blank pages, checkbox. Not checked.
Discard blank pages. That's an optional choice. I mean, if it finds a blank page, it will. It will. If it finds a blank page, it'll basically discard it and throw it out.
Automatically apply OCR corrections. Checkbox. Checked.
That's important. Now you want to make sure, like I said, you don't want to change a lot of these.
Indicate emphasis text. Checkbox. Not checked. Uncertain text. Checkbox. Not checked. Uncertain text marker. Edit box star. Express batch delay. Combo box 0. Batch images look okay. Look hands. Apply tab control. Scanning settings.
Yeah, you don't want to change a lot of them.
Visual settings.
Visual settings, I suppose, if you have some vision.
Preferred view. Combo box text view.
This is a feature, basically. If you want the exact view of what's on the paper, then you can set it to exact view. Otherwise, you're just going to get the text. And I do apologize if you guys hear some stuff in the background. That's just the rain coming down hard on my roof here. It's starting to pour here in Chicago, so if you guys catch that, I do apologize.
Font name. Combo box Arial.
You can, you know, select different fonts.
Font size. Text color. Background color. Combo. Cursor text color.
These are all just combo boxes you can up and down arrow through.
Cursor background left margin. Combo bright margin. Combo box 0.2. Characters word spacing. Combo box 0. Line spacing. Combo box 0.0. Sentence spacing. Combo box 0. OK. Button cancel apply. Tab control. Visual setting. Masking settings. Note taker settings. Keyboard settings.
Yeah, this is the one I want to look at. This one's important.
Keyboard layout. Combo box laptop.
One of the new things about OpenBook 8 is if you're used to your JAWS reading commands, whatever keyboard layout you have, whether it's laptop, whether it's a laptop or whether it's something, you know. Oh, jeez. Said I do apologize for that. There's not much I can do about it right now. But if you have a keyboard layout, like if you're used to the reading commands with your desktop layout or with your laptop layout with JAWS, you can just carry that knowledge back to this and use those commands. So this will select your keyboard layout.
Scanning hotkey. Hotkey box control alt S.
This is your scanning hotkey.
Disable sticky key hotkey toggle. Checkbox. Checked. OK. Button. Cancel. Button.
I'm going to hit cancel because I'm not going to make any settings here. But if you were to save it.
Apply. Button.
You would hit apply.
Cancel. Button.
You would shift tab twice.
OK. Button.
And hit OK.
Cancel. Apply. But cancel. Button.
So I'm going to hit cancel.
Out of dialogue.
Now enough of me talking here. I'm going to take you through the scanning here. Enough of me showing you around. I think I've done that enough. So I'm going to actually scan a page here. We'll see how it goes here. And I'm going to show you that there's another. Instead of pressing Ctrl-Alt-S to scan, I just press F4. And it does the trick.
Scan and process dialogue.
And sure enough, it tells me that the scan is in process. And there's my scanner in the background. I'm not sure if you guys can hear it. But, and then, of course, you will get those little dings, you know, when you do it. It's an Vista or an XP. It doesn't really matter. You'll get those.
Scan page 1.
So, these are, again, the progress messages.
Preparing image. Recognizing text. Pages right side up. Bylaws of ADA Chicago Paratransit Advisory Board. Article I. 1.1.
And I just press Control to silence speech. Now, like I said, if I want to read it all, I just hit insert down arrow.
1.1 name the name of this advisory board.
And then press Control to silence. I can read by word using my same JAWS commands.
B, the ADA, Chicago, Paratransit, Advisory Board, Board, 1.2.
And it'll read by word. Now, if I want to edit this, I can just press Control E to go into edit mode.
In edit mode.
And then I can even...
Period, one, left, period.
Move left and right arrow through the, you know, by characters.
Close D, R, A, O, blank. 1.2 perp space open C, close space open parenthesis, 1, close parenthesis, space T, O, space, O, T.
And I hit backspace so I can edit basically.
T, O.
What's here. And you can basically, you know, read it. That's how you scan a page. It's very, very, very simple. There's no trick to it. There's no, There's nothing hard about scanning a page.
Represent the diversity of individuals with disabilities.
And I just press Control to silence speech again.
In read only mode.
Now what I did, I just press Control E again to save it in read only mode. Now, one of the cool features of OpenBook that I like, and I said I was going to demonstrate it here, and I'm going to demonstrate it here now, is the ability to save it to an audio file. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press Alt F.
Fanu dot dot dot. Open dot dot dot. Open audio directory dot close. Save. Save as dot dot dot. Save pages. Append file. Note taker. Braille. Save to audio dot dot dot.
Until we get to a save to audio feature.
Save to audio dialog. Please select a page range from the current document. Save current page. Radio button. Checked.
Now you have options here.
Save page range. Radio button. Checked.
You could save to page range. I think that's from the top to the bottom.
Save current page.
I'll just save the current page. There's only one page here anyway.
Okay, button. Out of save to audio dialog. Save to audio. File name. Editbox.mp3.
We'll just call this test.
T-E-S-T. Files of type. Combo box mp3 audio file star.mp3.
You can change.
Windows WAV file star.wav.
WAV. Yeah, you can only do those two.
MP... Window... MP3 audio...
So I'll just save it as MP3.
Save. Button. Cancel. Save. Button.
And I'm going to...
Cancel. Up one level. Button. New folder. But login. Combo box library. List control not selected bills.
And I'm basically in the OpenBook folder in the C drive, so I'm just going to backspace a couple times.
Not selected help. Not selected cats. File folder.
Until I get to cabs, that's when I know I'm my main C drive, so I'm going to go to users.
Users. Not selected default. Giovanni Bahina. Not selected app data. Desktop documents.
Now save it to file my folder. Documents.
Not selected 3D file name. Files of task. Save. Button.
And save it.
Out of converting text to audio dot 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 dialog. Converting text to audio files. Please wait dot dot dot. Converting page to audio file. Test 1.mp3. 0% complete. Cancel button. 19% complete.
You'll get
37% complete. 51% complete. 70% complete. 90% complete. Out of dialogue.
And that's all there is to it. And now I'm going to show you how to access it. So I'm going to close OpenBook.
Please note dialogue. Please note. Save changes to untitled one.
And I'm going to say no.
No button. Out.
You'll get a nice little music when you close OpenBook.
Alt tab, blind dash peak dash zone left parent moderator right parent 16%. Blind tab.
And you'll get that. You know, now I'm back in the blind chat room here. So now I'm going to go to my start menu.
Menu, start search edit S.
And I'm going to go to my documents here. And I'm going to...
Tab, Giovanni Bahina D, documents to enter. Leaving menus, Windows Explorer, folder view, list view, not selected DVD videos.
So I'm going to see...
T, test 1.mp3.
It's a test 1.mp3. It added a 1. So I guess it's safe. I'm not sure why it added a 1. But if I press on it here.
Enter. Bylaws of ADA Chicago Paratransit Advisory Windows Media Player Video and Visualization. 1.1 Name the name of this advisory board shall be the ADA Chicago Paratransit Advisory Board. Control S.
And that's eloquence. Basically just, you know, reading. It's not Jaws talking, that's eloquence. If I'll press Control P, I'm in media player.
Control F. Bylaws of ADA Chicago Paratransit Advisory Board. Article I. 1.1 Name the name of this advisory control.
See, I even get confused. I tried pressing Control to silence it, and it didn't work. That's how clear it is. And I remember Open Book 7, it wouldn't come out as clear as this. It actually sounds like you're I guess I could say using Jaws, but it's actually playing it to you. So I'm gonna press Alt+F4.
Alt+F4. Documents. Folder view list view. Test1.m. Alt+F3. Alt+F4. 60%. Blind.
And you know that's basically what it is. And I, you know, that's one of the features I like a lot from Open Book. And before I answer questions, I'm gonna take you through the book search, which is I think a pretty cool feature. So I'm gonna go back to Open Book.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, OpenBook 8.0, 7 of 19.
Press enter on here.
Enter. Welcome to OpenBook version 8.0.
And I'm going to go to my book search, so I'm going to...
File.
But before I moved on, I wanted to show you that it was possible to save to audio.
Edit, scan, view, tools, spell check, dot, spell, word, count, dictionary, thesaur, highlighter, code, start, highlight, cancel, remove, spell check, dot, spell, word.
Oops, I'm in the wrong menu.
Tools. Launch, advanced, pronunciation, OC scanners, enable, pronunciation, OC artifacts, spell word, spell check, remove, highlight, unavailable.
Oops.
Tools. Launch, advanced, launch.
You go to the launch menu.
Fact, photo, book, search, quick search, dot, 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 advanced search, dot, dot, dot.
Let's take you through the advanced search, see what happens here.
Leaving menu, advanced book search dialog, search, combo box title,
you can
author.
Search title or author.
Title. Contains. Edit box.
You can...
Operator. Combo box ignore. Search. Combo box offer. Contains. Edit box. Sites to search. Checklist box. Bookshare.org. Contain search. Operator. Contains. Edit search. Cancel. But search. Combo box title.
The title.
Contains. Edit box.
So the title contains... I'm just going to type in...
Tab A. R. R. Y. Space. P-O. T-T-E-R. Upper. Combo box ignore. And. Or. And ignore. Search. Combo box offer. Title.
And you're gonna notice that...
Contains. Edit box. Sites to search. Checklist box. Bookshare.org. Checked.
You're gonna notice that, this book... Search has been rewritten in Open Book 8.
Bean. Checked. Bookshare.org. Checked.
Sure, we'll just...
Log into Bookshare.org. Checkbox. Not checked.
If you have a Bookshare account, you can log in and basically download it from Bookshare.
Begin search. Button.
Let's begin search. See what happens.
Out Book Search Results Dialog. Book Search Results Dialog. Searching for online books. Cancel search. Button. Revise search. Search / download progress checklist box. No entries. Not checked. Cancel search. Button.
It's still searching. And I'm going to see something here.
Jaws. Alt tab. Blind. Alt tab. Desk. Alt tab. Open. Alt tab. Jaws. Alt tab. Blind dash. Alt tab. Desk. Alt tab. Open. Book. Open. Left 8.0. Cancel search. Button.
Now, the reason why I did that is because sometimes... You want to be careful because if you have some kind of firewall or something
search
like...
completed. Total 0 books found. Revise search. Button.
Yeah, I'll just cancel it. But usually you'll get a list and you could just select the books you want and hit download. That's all there is to it. If they're free, just get them. If you have to log into bookshare.org, you can log in and download them from there. But as I was saying, you want to be careful because sometimes... Security firewalls will tend to block the book search. So you want to Alt-Tab and make sure that you and make sure that you which that you allow it if it comes up. So that's that, folks.
/now/revisor/checklist bot out of dialogue.
I just hit escape to cancel. And I hit Alt F4 again to get out of here.
No window is active. Alt tab. Blind -peak -zoom left paren moderator right paren.
And I am done for now. Well, I'm not saying I'm done. Now it is time for questions. For everyone, give me a second to unlock the microphone, and I will open up now for questions. If anyone has any questions as far as this brief presentation of OpenBook 8, I'll be more than happy to try to answer them as much as possible. I apologize for the quality. I mean, this is my very first presentation, live presentation, so I want to, you know, hopefully that everyone here will forgive me, and if I made a mistake, someone can please correct me. But if now it is time for questions, after I unlock this, here we go.
Menu, action, menu, mute speaker, disable, mute, lock talk key, alt plus L checked, L.
Right, my talk key is unlocked, so anyone that wants to bring in questions, go right ahead.
This is Matthew Dyer with a question. I do have a question about OpenBook. I know in the past, as far as demos, I know you could actually download and fill. There was like a form or something you had to fill out to request a key for a 30-day demo, I think. Is that still possible? Do they still have that, or do you have to call them and order it, or how do they do that? Can you still get it online, and if so, what's the demo like?
I can answer that for you. Well, unfortunately, you can try calling them and see if they send you a key for 30-day demo. However, there is a 40-hour demonstration of OpenBook. Now, I don't know why they chose to go this way. I'm not sure if you can still... You should be able to call them. They should be able to provide you with it. But on the Freedom Scientific section of the webpage, under Downloads, you can go OpenBook. And you can download an actual 40-hour demonstration. It'll run for 40 hours, and I think it'll close then.
Yeah, I'd like to just answer that, too, because I am running it here. I do have the 40-hour demo, and I've been running it for quite some time here, and it actually runs a long time because it's just 40 hours of use, not just, you know, 40 hours once you start it, you know, to when you end it. It's actually 40 hours of actual use, and I've been using it here for several months. So it's really not as bad as it sounds. And I don't think they'll give you a 30-day key, but you certainly could call the sales department and ask for that. But like I said here, I'm using the demo, and I've been using it for a couple months now. And, you know, unless you really scan, you know, it's way more than enough to get a good feel for it.
Thank you a lot. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for Rick for that input. Does anyone want to add something to that, or can we move on to the next question? If no one wants to add anything, we can move on to the next question. I'm not sure if we're getting any questions here. Does anyone have any other questions about the presentation? You know, I just wanted to know if anyone has any more questions. And like Rick said, yes, that's something I wasn't aware of. That I thought it. Once you installed OpenBook 8, you only were able to run it for 40 hours, and after the 40 hours after you installed it, it timed out. But I, you know, Rick corrected me and said it'll run for 40 minutes of use. 40 hours. I'm sorry, not 40 minutes. 40 hours of use. So from the time you start using OpenBook until you complete the 40 hours of use, you can use it. Any more questions?
Okay, somebody had their talk key locked down. I'm not sure who it was, but you weren't getting through. All I was hearing was you and SendSpace. So whoever that was, try it again.
Yeah, I'll try not to do multiple things at the same time. I was hitting control to silence my speech, and that's why it kept cutting in and out. Sorry.
You might want to change your talk key over to the right control. You can do that up in one of the menus. I can look it up if you want me to let you know. But that, that kind of happens a lot when you use the left control key. But you can change that.
I was actually using the right control key, so and appears I have to change it. It appears to be using both of them, so I have to change. See if there's a way to change that.
Sorry about that. You can go into the options menu. Press your Alt key as long as you're in the chat room window. You can go to the options menu and you can change your talk key from there. Is that right, Rick? I think that's where you go. I'm pretty sure. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, that's right. Left parent, go to the options menu open. And configure talk key. And you don't have a whole lot of choices there, but yeah, you can change it a little bit. I use the right control key here, and I don't ever have the interference of the left key. And another thing you could do is there's a check mark in there for a global option, and that's checked by default, and that says that if you hit this key anywhere in any program, it'll activate. You could just uncheck that and use the control key for the chat room application only. I don't have trouble here. That's kind of weird.
Matthew, do you have another question? Do we any of you have any more questions? Rick, are there any up in the text chat? Any questions we want to answer? Maybe we can get those in.
No, I just checked. Nothing is in the text window.
All right. A couple last calls for any more questions, any more thoughts on this presentation. Maybe I want to take maybe your thoughts on everybody. How have I done for my first presentation? You know, give me your thoughts. I want to know at least your thoughts. And before we go on to the next thing, I have one more thing to say before we close. So I want to get all the questions answered first before I continue.
I thought you did good. It was an interesting demonstration, and I thought it went pretty well. Like you said, not bad at all for a first-time presentation. So, you know, I think everybody here will have, I would hope would have liked it. But I thought it was good.
Anyone else? What are your thoughts? Maybe if you guys don't have a microphone, put it up in the text chat or something like that. F8 will take you to the text chat window where you can type your text entry there.
Well, I thought it was pretty good, and I think it's kind of cool that you can get books from Bookshare right up through OpenBook. I think that's kind of nice, considering that some people use OpenBook for more than just scanning. And myself, I really don't have a scanner, but I came in to hear the presentation. I thought it was a pretty good job for your first one, and that's pretty much all I really had to say about that. I just don't have much to say other than I think it was a good demonstration, and I hope more.
Yeah, we lost you at the end there. I think it looks like you broke up a little bit.
Yeah, do you want to finish your thought? We kind of lost you at the end. But I appreciate it. Thanks a lot for your comments. It really, it works out good. Make sure, though, if you do decide to get OpenBook, that there is a patch because I don't know, I guess Bookshare decided to update their site. And there is a patch that you have to install in order for your Bookshare books to come down.
Okay, yeah, thanks for the information. I think I knew that, wasn't sure if that was, like, if you download the latest version, if that is included, or if you have to do a check for updates or something of that nature when you install it, or how that actually works. But I've been on the site, so I'm quite aware that they've changed the site, so it will be quite interesting once I have a chance to play with it.
Yes. There is no check for updates feature in the OpenBook program itself. But if you go to the FS site, freedomscientific.com, you navigate to the download page, you go to the OpenBook scanning and reading software, you get all the details there. You want to probably install the latest version as well, because they added some bugs and the fixes and things like that, but the patch for OpenBook is separate. And if you're using Windows Vista, you make sure you got to run as an administrator. Basically, you would save the file, you would hit your applications key where you've saved it, and run it as an administrator. If you're using XP, you could just simply hit enter on it and run it, and it'll basically patch it. That's all there is to it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'll take a look at it as soon as I can, and hopefully it'll be really good. I'll play with it a little bit and see what happens.
Rick, do you have any other questions or anyone else? Rick, your mic was cutting off really bad. You sounded like 30 feet away, so can you repeat your question again?
Oh, hey, sorry. I had the boom up. Sorry. No, I'm good. I think everything went really good, and hopefully you can do something again.
All right. If I could just have everybody's attention for just one more minute before I close, I want to just kind of talk about something. And Rick, I remember speaking to you. I have the permission to do this in this room. If there's anyone, I mean, maybe not here in this room, but hopefully this will get posted. Rick said he was, you said you were going to post it. I offer technical support for people here in Chicago for a pretty good rate. This could be anything from software technical support to training, things like that. I want to, just put that out there that I do offer that. And I'll just, I guess I will leave my contact information. I was going to put it in the text chat, but I'm going to put it out here now so that it gets recorded and it actually gets to the site. But technical support, if anyone's interested in technical support, I'm very experienced with JAWS, Internet Explorer. I'm getting more and more experience with Firefox. I can pretty much train you in pretty much anything. And if I don't know it, I'm willing to study it and learn it so that I can help you train for people here in Chicago. My email is in Gmail, but my email is gbjl07@gmail.com. That's gbjl07@gmail.com. If anybody's interested, my Skype ID is GEB123GEO, and I also have an AIM, GB123GEO, as well. So if anyone's interested in technical support here in Chicago, please feel free to contact me. Basically, technical support for anything, especially for the blind community, I can definitely help with anything here. Software technical support goes and things like that. I can repair your system. I can pretty much do a lot. So if anyone's interested, definitely get at me. Thanks a lot.
All right, then. Hey, Giovanni, I'd like to thank you very much for your presentation. It was really good. And I'd like to thank those of you who did attend the presentation. The presentation will be recorded and will be available on the Blind Geek Zone here sometime, hopefully tonight or tomorrow, for others to listen to. And I would like to invite anybody else that is interested in hosting a presentation in the Blind Geek Zone chat room to contact me by email, and that is rharmon, 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 @blind-geek-zone.net. And if you're interested in hosting something, you can write me there. Let me know what you're interested in hosting and at what time you're interested in doing this, and then we can post some messages up on the website, and then you can advertise wherever you see fit to get people to come in. And I think that's a very good thing to do on top of some of the things that I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get the chat room to become popular to see if it's worth paying for, you know, after our 30-day trial period. So, you know, anybody's interested, just contact me by email and we can get the room open for you. Again, Giovanni, thanks for your presentation. It was good. I hope that you can do another presentation again sometime soon on another topic. And I guess if there is nothing else, then we will be starting the Windows 7 presentation here at about the bottom of the hour or shortly thereafter. We'll see who shows up for that. And again, thanks, everybody, and we'll get started here pretty soon.
Yes, Rick, thanks a lot for allowing me to come to the room and, you know, giving me the opportunity to, you know, get myself known to other people and meeting new folks. It's always good to meet new people here, and it's always, you know, great, and thanks a lot for your, you know, for the for the way you let me come in and do the presentation. I'm gonna stick around for your Windows 7 podcast, or not podcast, presentation that you have in a few. It was great being here. It was great doing the presentation. You know, I'll probably have something probably in the next week or so. We'll see what happens. Try to do another online presentation like this. So thanks a lot, Rick, to you. And hopefully we'll do something soon. And if anyone has any last-minute questions before I do close, feel free to do so now. All right, Rick, the mic is yours.